Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Edge Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, deadly number 1-800-422-416. I take this opportunity to acknowledge our traditional owners across this deadly country of ours, First Nation people, and stand strong in your mob. Have you seen Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416. Let's start off with the top stories of the news today. Top story is Karen Andrews, the latest Liberal to quit front bench as Peter Dutton announces reshuffle. The coalition leader has been forced to change his front bench after Julian Lister's exit over The Voice. Shadow Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews has become the latest Liberal MP to quit the front bench, forcing coalition leader Peter Dutton into more significant reshuffle than first expected. Ms Andrews, who held a number of ministries under the former coalition government, on Tuesday revealed she will not contest the next election and will move out of the shadow cabinet in the interim. Her decision was revealed as Mr Dutton announced significant changes to his cabinet, shadow cabinet, prompted by last week's resignation. Julian Lesser, who quit as the party's Indigenous Australian spokesperson and shadow attorney general to campaign for The Voice to Parliament. Those changes included the entry of two Indigenous women, outspoken Voice critic Jacinta Namapijimba Price and Karen Liddle to the shadow cabinet at outer shadow minister ministry respectively. And speaking in Adelaide on Tuesday, Mr Dutton described the outgoing front bencher as a dear friend and insisted the decision was 100% her own. Other stories here. Did the Reserve Bank interest rates hikes put Australia's economy on a knife edge? A major consultant firm thinks so. Other stories here. The next El Nino. When is it coming and how strong might this one be for Australia? After three wet La Nina years and El Nino, it now looks likely, which could cut rainfall, raise temperatures and create a nightmarish bushfire conditions. Other news here, specialist crime crews used for Sydney abductions, police say. Criminal masterminds behind the kidnap and torture of a number of Sydney people used different groups and specialised crime crews for specific roles in the abduction, police says. So there are the headlines for today's news. All ears here. Tell us your headlines, what's happening with you, with your mob, with your clan, with your organisation. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black, to Deadly.
first came a stranger's hands, a wild kudachi mane. Yaka kuriji la, yenta ko kuriji. Wilfred Lemage, Wilfred Strangways.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev, Murray from Macquarie, coming live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying Yana Strong? Daily number there is 1-800-422-416. A big shout out and acknowledgement to all our First Nation radio stations across the Daily Country of ours, a Daily Black Network. Have you seen Yana Strong? You're up to Delhi. Now we're going to catch up a yarn there with a Delhi group. Montessori Play Group is the name of the organisation, but it's run by Montessori Children's Foundation. And here in the studio with me, we have Jorian Cunliffe. CEO, and also he brought two bodyguards, Sima Banu and Talita Banu. And a very good morning to you all. Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning. Yes, thank you very much. And Jorian, I'll start with the girls first. They're a lot prettier than you. We'll start with Sima Banu. Who your mob were you from?
I'm from Boigu, but I grew up on TI.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so big shout out. All the mob up there were Boigu.
Yes.
And you got cousin there, Talita Banu.
Yeah, hello.
Good morning, my sister. Hello. And who your mob were you from?
Same like Sima, from Boigu Island originate, but grew up with TIA.
Okay, beautiful. And you've got a bodyguard with you, Jorian Cunliffe.
Yeah.
Okay. A very good morning to you. How are you?
Fantastic.
And where do you stem from, my friend?
Look, I was born in Cairns. I spent time in China, Middle East, PNG, Germany, a few other different places.
But fruit salad.
Yeah, but I've come back to Cairns. And,
yes.
It's a great place to be. I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, you're the CEO of this organization, this foundation, Montessori Children's Foundation. Mm. So just give us a bit of background. Your grandfather was the founder of this foundation.
Yeah.
Tell us about it, please, then we'll talk to the master trainers here, these two deadly sisters.
So about 15 years ago, the foundation was formed on the basis of some funds that were provided by my grandfather for the purpose of getting Montessori education out into, originally it was Old Mapoon, and then it went all through the Cape. And we've been promoting Montessori education with Indigenous communities ever since, over that 15-year period.
Mm-hmm.
And what we found was that compared to traditional education, Montessori education just suited First Nations families just
sure.
a whole lot better.
Okay.
It played to this.
Let's talk Montessori. I know it broke my jaw trying to pronounce it, but Montessori, where does that stem from? A Dr. Montessori.
So Dr. Maria Montessori.
Maria.
Yeah, about 150 years ago, she took street kids in Italy and from pretty tough backgrounds, and she brought them in, and she educated them in a way that she thought was probably better than what the traditional education system was.
Yes.
When they were reintegrated back into traditional education, they found that they were actually far in advance of their sort of more well-off peers. And as a result, she became famous on the back of these education efforts.
Okay.
And that tradition has carried on through many nations and many generations now. And I might point out that four of the top five tech companies in Silicon Valley are now run by people that have come through Montessori education.
Okay.
And we've also found it works fantastic for First Nations families, and we've continued that on now.
So Montessori play group for ages 0 to about 4 years old, is that right?
Yeah.
So how's that work? Say, is this taught in preschools, in daycares?
So it's the name of the program is Raising Happy Kids.
Raising
Happy Kids. And it's delivered in what's called a supported playgroup. So a supported playgroup is essentially similar to a daycare, but where the parents are present.
Mm.
And when the parents are present there, they're trained by one of the parent trainers, and the children go off with a child guide, and they just get to experience their children being totally engaged in a, in an environment, and they can observe them and they can just have a yarn about it. And then obviously then they get the support to sort of work out how these things happen and maybe how they can carry that on in the home.
Jorin, thank you. Over to Sima and Talita. Let's talk about, well, you ladies are master trainers with the Raising Happy Kids and with the Montessori Play Group. So tell us what the play group entails.
Well, we focus more on the independence of the child.
Yeah.
And we follow what their needs in the room. I know in the mainstream, they the educators focus them on, like, you have to do this, you have to do that, rather than our Montessori, the philosophy, we allow the child to, you know, whatever the desire of the child, and that's how, yeah, and then that they learn more by doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
So working with their passion, their needs, their
yeah,
wants.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And that's the basic and foundation of the training, of education.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when we're talking about ages 0 to 4 years old, are we talking about all-day program here?
No, just half the day.
Half-day program, yeah, yeah.
But within that program, we have that parenting program as well.
Yes.
Which is
it's like a joint
ideal.
Venture.
It's ideal because you have both the parents and the yes. child there as well. Yeah.
It's a 2-hour program that we have.
2-hour program.
Yeah,
yep.
It's just 2 days at the moment. Well, we've just come on now, so 3 days. 3 days. Week. Yeah.
Okay.
Just 2 hours a day. Yeah.
So operating here in Cairns as well.
Yes. Here in Cairns at Scott Street.
Scott Street, let's give a big shout out. Scott Street Mob, all this crew back there. So you as master trainers, how many master trainers on board?
Just us two.
Just the two of you. Yeah, yeah.
Been running for 15 years. And so you train up parents, if not individuals who have got a passion for teaching kids.
Yes.
Yes.
They can turn this into a business entity. Yeah?
Yes, that's right.
Probably bring you back into the conversation, Jorin. So with that, do they sign up, get an ABN number and run in with this program, and then they can then teach this across the board?
Absolutely.
In their own home or?
Yeah, so Playgroup, they register with Playgroup Australia. And
okay.
And that allows them the insurance and all the other bits and pieces that go along with it. And then we support them financially on a term-by-term basis for the delivery of our program. And you know, the training itself is a couple of days. It's 3 days of training, so it's doable by just about anybody. We do ask that they attend one term, at least one term with their child, and then at the end of it they can do the training. Then they can go away and they can take people from their own community and run what we call a parenting circle out there in the community.
Yes.
And we'll support them to do that. And this is a grassroots exercise.
Sure.
And our experience has been over 15 years that the grassroots enterprises that were allowed to grow and flourish were really the strength-based ones. They were the ones that were building on the capacity that existed within the community already, as opposed to most of these programs which are top-down, which is where they come in with a program and they expect people to attend and all the money is leaking out of the community.
Sure.
So ours is the opposite model. We're pushing money back into the community.
Beautiful.
And we're empowering people within the community to become not just facilitators, not just have their own business, but also become leaders in that sort of family space.
Yeah, fantastic. So with this delivery, is it operating in daycare centres at the moment?
No. Because it's a play group.
Yes.
Play groups require the parents to be in attendance.
Oh, right. Thank you.
And so there are different ways of implementing what it is that we've done since we're just newly minted program. So the ladies have been working with us and also some of the leading Montessori trainers and curriculum developers in the country, with Julia Hilson and Rebecca Altaffa.
Yep.
And so they've been developing this program. It's just newly minted, and so at the moment it's applicable for play groups, but we can see expansion into other areas.
Yes.
But it's literally, you know...
if it's a proven system, we're talking 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. The writing's on the wall, so to speak.
Yeah. I think it's important to know that the parenting program was on the back of 15 years of development.
Yeah.
And that's the new component. In the past, we know Montessori works. what we needed was some specific support for the parents so that they were able to really engage their children in healthy and positive ways.
So playgroup, fantastic. And ladies, give me a bit of background regarding your master trainers. There's got to be a bit of passion here, and you can see it's a proven system and it works. So like you're really taking on a career pathway here, both of you.
Well, I worked with children since I left school.
Okay, so yes.
And I did all the areas from primary to high school, and then I found my passion in the littlies, like in the early childhood age. And what I, when Julia came, one of the, of the trainers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when she came, and that's when I found Montessori was how we lived before days, and it was more, it makes sense for us because that's what we did at home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And well, we as their parents, First Nation parents are strong with their kids and teaching the kids from the home front.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what we're talking about here, our program, which is a play group, virtually operating from home.
Yeah.
But then you're educating the parents to become a parent / teacher. Is what I'm picking up,
Yes.
So is that the same with you? How long
Well, same with me, too. I guess same history, like Sima there.
Yes.
Being in, like, education area since coming from school. And again, like Sima, found my passion here with little kids. So, did that training with Julia again in Brisbane, 2015-2016. Some very successful stories from back home too. Yes. Been there for 10 years with home program there. A lot of them kids that did come through our program was very successfully actually with and the outcome been shown on NAPLAN test.
Yes.
Yeah, the ones that didn't come through unfortunately been behind, and the ones that did come through was advanced.
And because the mummy and daddy girl looked the change too, lots of them kids.
And I had like mums and dads cry for me, like saying, like, what did you do with our child? Like,
Good way. Oh, that's beautiful, fantastic. So, in regard to the Montessori playgroup, we got a web page, Jorian. How do people get in touch with you? How do people witness it? Do you have a webpage?
So we have raisinghappykids.com.au.
Happykids.com.au.
Yeah, and that's probably the best way to check us out. There's some details there. And to be honest, you know, reach out. We're in Scott Street. We're just behind Cairns Central.
Yes.
We're looking for underneath the Cairns Sharehouse. We're looking for trainees. We're looking for people that are passionate about working with young kids. And you know,
and what qualification do they need?
They can, if they can walk in the door and they got smile a smile on the door. Their face, you know,
you're qualified.
No, I mean, there's
not the happiness. Sign up.
There's a good training process behind it.
Yes,
and it really is. It's not for everybody, but it's like once you do this training program, and you know, you go through it, you observe the ladies. A big part of it is observing. You come out, if you want to do it, you know, we can support you. There's a pathway towards a certificate 3.
Yep.
There's other training that we can offer. There's a lot of things that we can do to support our people that are passionate about doing this in their community.
Sure.
And I would like to sort of point out that, you know, having just returned from Melbourne with the Parenting Research Centre, we'll be the first evidence-based playgroup program in Australia that's working with Indigenous families.
Yes.
That's actually producing results.
Beautiful. That's good. It's a good fit, meant to be. And like I said, if it's working, well, it's 15 years proven test. Proven there that it does work. Mm-hmm. It is working.
Mm.
As I said earlier, it should be templated across the country if that's the case, you know, especially the First Nation people. And if you're talking about the foundation of a child growing up and they're learning this process, it puts them ahead of the other students, so to speak,
but
it gives them a strong foundation to build their own empire upon, you know, their life, their future on, and the communication and the relationship with their mum and dad as well.
You know, the relationship between being a good parent and positive outcomes with regards to health, with regards to employment, with regards to basically all outcomes to do with life of the child are improved. But what's interesting is those same improvements map across to the parents.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't know that, is that if you do a parenting program, you think it's just about helping your children, but actually those positive benefits rub off on the parents individual. Too.
Yep, two-way street.
Yeah.
Exactly. So raisinghappykids.com?
Raisinghappykids.com.au.
.au, there it is. Check it out, your mom. The Montessori Play Group, running for 15 years now in the Cape, and as well as they're offering a training program for free in Cairns. Is that correct?
Yeah, so beautiful. I just want to clarify, the parenting program is new. We've been operating in the Cape for 15 years, but I just want to say that the parenting program is definitely something that we've just developed. And that was based on what we were hearing back from the trainers over these periods. The reason these two ladies here, these two rock stars, why they're in demand now is because they are super confident about walking in and helping other members of the public, or whoever it is, with their parenting.
Yeah, beautiful. Lovely. And very rare you find that. Now, I also want to make mention that Montessori Children's Foundation, self-funded, so it's not taxpayers' money here.
That's right.
So self-funded, that's fantastic in itself. And also your grandfather was the founder, Jorian.
Yeah,
Is he still with us?
No.
With us in spirit.
Not for some time. I got his picture on the wall.
There he is. He's watching
still,
you.
He's still looking
he's
on.
He's watching you. Did you muck up? Get it on.
But I think being self-funded puts us in a very different space.
Yes.
It's very important. We want to partner with organizations. We don't dip into the same pool.
Sure.
So when we go and we talk to other organizations, there's never any threat that we're there to take a piece of the pie.
Yeah,
so
sure,
to speak.
Exactly. Yep.
You know, because we don't need it. We do look for partner organizations. If there's organizations out there right now that work with Indigenous families that want to build the capacity of their staff, the training's open.
Beautiful.
And I think that's really important. These guys here can really make amazing differences with staff that are working with families.
What's your address here in Cairns?
17 Scott Street.
17 Scott Street. Just around the corner. Beautiful yarn with you all. Thank you very much. Master Trainers, Two Deadly, my sisters.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
Dorian, nice meeting you. Thank you very much. And big shout out to the team, the mob there back at Scott Street. And look, we'll be in touch. And I know that a lot of people will be interested in looking at this. Check out raisinghappykids.com.au. Check out the webpage and seek out more information. It is a Deadly Play Group and a proven successful one at that. Ladies, thank you very much. My brother, thank you very much. Keep smiling and we'll talk soon. Yeah. All right, Too Deadly. A beautiful yarn there with the guys from Montessori Children's Foundation and talking about raising happy kids. Look, sounds like a deadly program, and a big shout out to the team there. And look, get in touch with them, have a look at their program, check out their webpage, and see what it can do for you or do for your family, and also business opportunity as well. And for someone a career change, a career pathway change, then look at that, raising kids. If you've got a passion to looking after kids, this might be for you. Thank you very much for your time, your mob, and stay tuned. Your daily program, National Talk Black, Trinity Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumper Brip Media, 98.7 FM. Too Deadly. Yeah, welcome back to your daily program. I believe we have someone on the line. Someone, good morning.
Good morning, brother. Yeah, brother. I'm at the ceremony at T-Bay, and I just come from a meeting.
Yes.
And after I rang your assistant, I was going to ask him what that meeting was. You spoke about just about the voice. But anyway, I said, I'll go, and I'll make a point. And, you know, brother, when, if I say somebody's name on it, Murray, well, I don't say, oh, you must have been running me down. But this is a good story, but I'm going to use a big shout out to Uncle Wood, could you, and Brother Barry Cedric, and even Brother Arnold Murray.
Yes.
I sometimes go, it's good, Brother, the social media sites to look what are the opinions about the voice. But I'm going to use them three. Now, I come on the radio just now, and Uncle Wood, could you? Brother Barry and Brother Arnold, I say, oh, not him again. And then the radio, the point I'm going to make is, they recognize me, and by turning it off, they acknowledge me. In other words, even though they recognize me and they acknowledge me, I have no power and how they should recognize me and how they should apologize. You know, I told them they recognize me. I have no power about it. And that's the same way with the voice, our voice of the Constitution. They recognize us, acknowledge us, but as they acknowledge us, we have no say in it. And on that, one of our, what else are we? But my thing is about the, what else is there?
Mm.
My thing is, I think the two words I'll use is tunnel and funnel.
Tunnel and funnel,
our conversation, we're sort of all, we're navigating, brother. We don't look outside the box.
Mm.
I want to talk about that, about looking outside the box, because we're too... I'll give you an example when I call back, brother. I mean, for instance, Brexit and all those followers, those nations over there, I'll tell you that the British name, that's Irish, Scottish, and once they got a voice in the Parliament, and with the nuclear debate, now, brother, one of the things Alba said, I'll read when I come back, about Albanese, what he wants to do with the U.S., and when I read it, brother, straight away I think, don't poke the bear, brother. And straight away I think about what they've done with Gough Whitlam, brother. And straight away, you know, like they talk about statement of the art and they talk about drama. There's a lot of speculation about Gough Whitlam given land rights and the Pine Gap insulation was up for, the lease is expired. And that was on Aranda, I think. Please, somebody pick me up on the rightful pronunciation. It's their land, their country. And bugging me dead, Malcolm Fraser comes anointed. Then he extends the lead for a peppercorn. And that's what I'm saying now with this stuff about Albanese. I said, don't poke the bear. Don't poke the bear. And I said, be skeptical, you can make fun, but I probably... What Albanese was really trying to do, gammon, brother. They must have been crying because the same thing that happened to Whitlam when he poked the bear and talked about this nuclear stuff. Because when I look at South Australia and Roxby and the fact of your experience, brother, and the people who built the railway to Adelaide to Darwin, Donald Rumsfeld to be a Halliburton subsidiary of Halliburton, and Donald Rumsfeld, we're not looking at that, brother. And, you know, when they say it's interconstitutional, it protects, I knew it protects. Because I always say the government will always make what is morally wrong legally right. And whether they say yeah or nay, whether they have the power of veto, morally, they can say no. They can say no. And I want to talk about, you talk about sovereignty, the black fellow, the white fellow, the black fellow and white fellow, poor day, or no. Just, I feel like swearing again, but I feel like the F word. Just look at what they've done to Whitlam, brother. He was elected by the part of the public, and because to be sucking, they didn't care. The Australian public voted him in. They sucked the bugger, you know?
Yeah.
They sucked him because of, I don't know if it's but because of, he wouldn't want to. Extend the lease and the big U.S. Servant personnel in Darwin and the stuff over in, we're not looking at over here with something over in Taiwan. And brother, you know, like we're looking at what's happening over in Great Britain with Brexit now and how, you know, we talk about sovereignty. How the EEC, they I'll use the word F word, they F the UK Parliament, or whatever it was, and they recognize and acknowledge Irish sovereignty, brother.
And
Scottish, I said, that of the Queen, and Randy Handy, and Meghan, and all of that. That's the ultimate power of our white superiority, like the establishment over there. They all sort of fall into pieces, brother. And is it destabilizing democracy, like with the Western nation? It's going to have some effect on here. And when we do constitutionally, I don't know, we're sort of handing out humanity over to those people, brother. And when this terror knowledge, they said, and Mabo said, we are a people, we are here. Then they had the stuff I cooked and the little Obama. And, it, you know, it's show that they recognize us and they acknowledge when they found those germs on Earth pop out of the sky where it come from. They showed there were people in. Then Eddie Marbert to go and say that, no, they just proved terra nullis.
Yes.
And what we're doing now, we're going to the government. we're going to go and ask them to recognize us. You know, brother?
True,
I
exactly.
I feel like you're the word again. Brother, we're human beings. They must recognize their ethnicity where us as a race, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to acknowledge our humanity. Mm. And even though they got pushed over there in Parliament, those Scottish, Welsh, and the Irish, their sacred side are not damaged, brother. And this beast, I would just say, for instance, up in a place of many water, my grandfather comes, I'm going to cry, brother. Mitchell River, Kawanyama, brother. There's a lot of place of many water. Just say, because they've done a lot of, what you call it, feasibility study of, in the Courier Mail, back at the West Cape, Bulletin, and all the other papers from up in the Cape. And they were doing what was the mining? You know, like, you see if it's viable to have whatever the liquid gas would have. Just say they want to do that in what they call the National Institute for Employment and Jobs. That's all around the world. That's a trigger for the rest of the main public. They need more jobs. They need more money.
Mm.
And even though morally it's wrong for those traditional arms, wherever they are, they can overrule that. You know, brother, and if I can wait in the corporate meeting, it only, if they have the power of veto, and like I always say, brother, government always make what is morally wrong, legally right, brother. What's that meeting going to be?
I couldn't tell you, my brother. We'll find out and I'll let you know. We'll call you back on that, brother.
Brother?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Was that meeting going to be?
Yeah, can you hear me? Selwyn. No, I lost Selwyn there. We'll try and get back to Selwyn. Selwyn, a regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Jan Armstrong here. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Jan. It's yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM, Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS. NERS's house down there at the Beamer office, Brisbane Digital Media Association. Big shout out to the NERS team. And speaking of Beamer, we have the Deadly Brother, CEO of the corporation, Jai Lawton, come to join us. And a very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Good to see you, brother. And before you start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, so I'm from Bidera country out central west Queensland there.
Okay, brother. Now, how long have you been holding the reins there at Beamer?
Oh, just over 3 years now, so...
Enjoying the journey?
Yeah, been enjoying it, yeah.
Yeah, too dearly, brother. So you're up here doing some survey stuff.
Yeah.
So just enlighten us on what you're doing in regard to the black media space.
Yeah, we're doing a research project at the moment with the Lawitja Institute.
Mm.
And so we've basically just doing a project across the whole of Queensland,
yes.
In probably more urban and regional settings of Indigenous radio and Indigenous media, just understanding the important work that we do, the impact that we have on community.
Mm.
And so we've done, a range of different surveys, and now we're doing focus groups in different areas. So we've done focus group out there in Cherbourg, in Brisbane.
Good.
Cairns now, and also Rockhampton as well. So
okay,
put that research together and put it in a report and demonstrate our... the important work that we do, yeah.
Well, brother, you and I still want to get paid, of course, you know. So but talk about that wage, that bugu there, make sure the bucks are coming in.
Yeah.
But it is a very important space. And when you look at the space, like I said, it is the 21st century. People are social media big time, but they still listen to the wireless.
Absolutely.
Know what I mean? And it's a powerful tool, powerful event. Like, I've been doing this program for 11 years. But there's been slow in regard to the funding side of things, hasn't there?
That's it, and we haven't seen any any increases of funding in this space for our media orgs, and we're always the one playing that important role, whether it be conversations around, as you shown about there, around the voice, or whether it's be conversations about death in custody or all different issues, and we're the ones that sort of have the conversations, as you do with this program with Talk Black, and then we've got all these different. Increases in cost of living and, super and all these other things. But
nothing changed at the front line in regard to the wage and to the money, to the investment, you could say.
That's
not expense,
right.
It's investment, isn't it?
It is. And, so there needs to be change there. And so we thought this is the language they talk down in Canberra is, yeah. you know, reports and evidence and research. So we thought we'd put this all together
sure.
and present it back to them to yeah. demonstrate our impact and see where it goes.
Well, exactly. I mean, talking about dotting the I's, crossing the T's, they need to see the paper trail, so to speak. So the survey states that fact, but we're talking about real conversation with real people and getting it from the constituents of the area and getting feedback regarding this tool, this vehicle, Indigenous media. And so with that information, you then take it to the government and it puts a bit of meat on the bone, doesn't it,
Joe? Absolutely, yeah. And it's deadly to have the mob here today as well, you know, taking their time to come in and have a yarn. And the deadly yarns that we did have today around, you know, the different important areas that BBM covers and the important role that it plays in the community.
Yes.
That mainstream media just don't do. They don't cut through. They don't have these.
Well,
yarns.
Exactly. And like I said, a lot of yarns and you know, even our music, our stories, you know, our language is not on mainstream radio.
Nah,
you know what I mean? So this is how important this tool is for the First Nation people in regard to our existence yeah. and our acknowledgement,
yeah.
and but also job opportunities, if not business opportunity, procurement and supporting black businesses.
Just all around, eh? You know, employing mob, you know, providing a platform to showcase our music. And the stories behind that music yeah. and all of those things. So yeah.
yeah, good, brother. And look, congratulations. I mean, busy as you are as the CEO of BIMA, Brisbane Indigenous Media Association, but then to step aside and do the survey that supports your job, supports this industry, but to be pulling away from your JOB, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It shows the importance and the focus that should be highlighted in regard to our space.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can't wait for them fellas, you know, we know that. We can't wait for them to, you know, to make changes from their front. We've got to be proactive and come together and
exactly.
do this piece of work. So, yeah.
Well, the old saying, if you want changes in life, you've got to make some changes in life.
Yeah,
that's it. So change it from your normal routine in the JOB, stepping aside, let's do the survey. Let's get the conversations up and running.
Yeah.
But the beautiful thing about it is talking to real people. With real issues and hearing it from the heart, you know.
Yeah.
So the conversation of the questions that were put across to our meeting this morning with our constituents, our mob out there in the community coming in, having their say as well.
Yeah.
That was powerful, wasn't it?
It was powerful and really powerful to hear, as you said, those real stories, those real moments in time where BBM and this station here has had an impact on them, from mental health right through to different messages around COVID or getting information and trusted information.
Sure. And Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives
the voice
Matter.
To Parliament.
Voice to Parliament.
All the above.
Yeah.
Yeah, land rights, you know, black people in business, black students, men and women who are graduating and getting their degrees in whatever industries.
Yeah.
We're talking about the successes as well as the failures, you could say.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Too deadly, brother. So this is a long time waiting, and congratulations for doing that. So with this information, the survey, you then pass it over to the government. Who are we talking, communications minister? Or
I think as many eyes and ears as we can get it to, really.
Yes.
And also back to the community that participated in it as well, so they can sort of see. I think that's the thing we wanted to do a bit differently this time around. You know, often research projects, we're the most researched people in the world.
Exactly.
You know, we're always getting asked questions and surveys and all sorts of different things.
Most certified people in the world, most qualified people in the world, but no job.
That's
no
right.
No positive outcomes.
That's right.
I got my degree, brother. Can I borrow a penny?
Yeah, yeah. So what we really want to do is, yeah, put it in front of those ministers, but also put it back in front of the mob that participated, but also get it out there you know, on a national scale, but actually internationally as well. So there's an opportunity coming up shortly, potentially to go and present this over in, you know, over in France at a
Okay, well, I've been working out, so if you want someone to carry bags, my brother, do keep me in mind, cuss. I'll come to France with you.
Well, it's in NAIDOC week, I think, this one.
Oh,
I don't think I'm going to go, but
can't we live in our mob girlfriends?
Yeah, but I think, you know, that's an important thing.
International space.
Yeah, from local to national.
Well, we're talking social media as well. So here we are on radio, for example, National Talk Black, which is on our webpage as well, you know. So there becomes the platform for the international market.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And all that's right, streaming
streaming.
And the Community Plus app and all these other different platforms that you know, radio can be heard these days. It's it's more than the old. Well, wireless is the important one, and
that's right, brother. You know,
on the FM dial, there's all these other different platforms nowadays that can be can be listened to.
Joy, always good to see you, my brother. Welcome to Cairns, brother. And we'll be catching up later on throughout the day.
Yeah, yeah.
But good to see you, my brother. Big shout out to the Beamer team.
Yeah.
Did a fantastic job.
Yeah.
And also a nurse mob.
Yeah.
In the house in the same building.
In the same building, yeah. Just, yeah.
Not Taj down the Mahal, hallway. We call it, brother. Yeah. It's a beautiful building, brother. Big shout out to your team and the nurse team. And we'll talk soon, Cuss.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, too deadly. So beautiful yarn there. That's the CEO of Beamer, Brisbane Digital Media Association. That's Joy Lawton. Good to be yarning with that, brother. He's there doing surveys in regard to this industry, this space, and it needs to be done, and he's doing that that bit as well. So fantastic opportunity there. Have you saying yarn up strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, too deadly. That's Black Image. Big shout out, Black Image, and that deadly track there, Reconciliation. Now, there's a thought, isn't there? Reconciliation. Have you saying yarn up strong here on National Talk Black? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Give me a call. Have you say yarn with the Bully Run, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. Coming live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and across the country thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. How's that, Beamer? After just talking to Joy Lawton and the CEO of Beamer, and a fantastic yarn there. Now, nominations for the 2024 Telstra Best of Business Awards are open. So nominations for 2024 Telstra Best of Business Awards are now open, celebrating innovation and ingenuity of small and medium-sized businesses across the country. The awards program provides a platform to champion their achievements and further inspire others to learn from Australia's best business minds. And with that, we're going to talk to one of the winners from last year, 2022, in regard to the awards on 2022, and that is Andrew Dowden, Managing Director of Winyame Digital Solutions, Business of the Year and Excellence and Indigenous Excellence Winner. So online we have Andrew, good morning, how are you?
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming to the program, brother. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you from, Andrew?
I'm a Nullumbah man from up in the Pilbara region.
Yes.
And my name's Andrew Murrumburri Dowding.
Oh, beautiful, brother. So congratulations on being a Business of the Year and Indigenous Excellence winner from last year. So business is good, brother. Good to get recognised, yes?
yeah. The recognition, it is. It's amazing for an Indigenous business too, you know. It's a real win for like our community and you know, for the work that we do as well.
Now, when we talk about First Nation people and 60,000 years on planet Earth, here we have a generation of your ancestors. Here you are in the 21st century running your business, Managing Director of Winyama Digital Solutions. So we're talking about technology with a First Nation person of 60,000 years. Tell us about your business, brother.
Okay, yeah, we're an Indigenous mapping business. So all of our, we've got 13 traditional owners who work for me.
Yes.
And we're a pretty small business. But we work with mapping software. We work with a lot with drones.
Mm.
And we do some cloud computing work as well. So we are very techie.
Mm.
And we're a company full of young Indigenous tech people.
So would you say black nerds, you would say?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, we are. We're nerdy, and I love them. The nerdier, the better. Yeah.
Represent. Well, that's fantastic, Andrew. And look, I said congratulations and Business of the Year and Indigenous Excellence winner. How did that come about? And for people that were promoting the fact that nominations for the 2024 Telstra Best of Business Awards are open now, did you nominate yourself, or were you nominated by colleagues?
We don't know who nominated us. Okay. So it's a mystery. So whoever nominated us,
thank you.
It'd be fantastic. Thank you. Yeah. No, we. I mean, people can nominate themselves.
Yes.
And anyone can nominate. But yeah, it was a real surprise to even sort of wake up in the morning and see an email saying you've been nominated.
So yeah.
To make it through the whole process was amazing.
Well, sometimes we get upset when people are out there talking about us. But this is a good thing. Keep talking.
Yeah.
They nominated you. And next minute, you walk away as the winner, Business of the Year and Indigenous Excellent winner.
yeah. No, like, I mean, we thought we might be strong in the Indigenous Excellence space because there's not many Indigenous tech companies around. And obviously it was a Telstra award. So I thought, maybe we're in with a chance. And when we won the state one, that was a great, great success. And then going over to Melbourne for the Nationals was a whole nother level. We saw some amazing black businesses from around Australia.
Yeah.
And to come out on top was just unbelievable. And then to win the full national award, that was, something else, like a real thrill.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, like, we are living in the information age, 21st century. I mean, my baby son will be in the toilet. Text me, Dad, can you give me toilet paper? So, we are savvy with technology, brother, and we are using it. But it's great to see a black man in business, in this space, in this industry. What it does too, but it just empowers our black people to get in business, and not particularly in your industry, but any businesses.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we seeing all the other blackfellow businesses in the awards was amazing because we saw people from Darwin and Queensland and all over the place are doing all kinds of interesting stuff, and it just shows that Aboriginal businesses don't just need to be in its own little box.
Like, sure,
it can be
exactly.
In any industry itself. So for an Indigenous business like ours to take out the national award, I thought it was something really special.
And look, the fact that you are black, fantastic, brother, but you are a businessman, just happen to be black, you know what I mean? You're still in the business space, so to speak, and like anybody in business, you'll take anybody's money.
One of our things we do here is we really do try and encourage our community to think about businesses and about the types of businesses that they could run in their communities.
Mm.
And in particular, we are based down here in Wadjuk country in Perth.
Okay.
But our work takes us to most of the regions in Australia.
So sure. Beautiful.
There are digital opportunities for digital businesses out there in communities.
Yes.
We just need to think about the pathways to them and kind of training and capacity building towards those types of jobs. So that's a big part of our work. Fantastic.
Look, it gives you a beautiful platform as well. Nothing beats black on black. And when you talk about black organizations or black communities, investing in black businesses, it's a win-win situation. You know what I mean? So many times, over the years, we've always had non-Indigenous businesses operating in the black space, so to speak. Now we've got a black business can deliver the same product or services.
Definitely. And one of the big things that we try and do is we try and build capacity in the places we go. So we run workshops like our Indigenous mapping workshop, which tries to build people's understanding of mapping software and using drones in particular to kind of use so that they can support the work like Indigenous rangers that Indigenous rangers do, or other native title organisations if they're managing heritage. So we use our kind of our business to also upskill people and try and build that capacity as well.
Well, if I'd known that, brother, we could have had this interview and you could have had a drone outside my window, second floor, while filming our interview. We could have painted that picture.
yeah, yeah. No, it's getting there.
It's getting there. My brother, look, beautiful talking with you. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Congratulations in your win there last year, leading from the front. But we are letting the mob know out there that nominations are open for the 2024 Telstra Best of Business Awards are open. It's a great platform. I mean, recognition, acknowledgement, it promotes, it gets your business out there. So you're saying to brothers and sisters out there, nominate, if not yourself, or if you know somebody who's got a deadly business, and the black, nominate them, is what you're saying, brother.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, definitely. If you've got a business and you know, you know that you do deadly work in your communities or in your place, I'd say definitely nominate, because really the whole process for us was amazing. To think back on what our business does. And also just to kind of, yeah, just to have some other judges and things like say to us, oh, you know, have you thought about this? Have you thought? So there's a lot of tips that you get through the business, the awards process.
Mm.
But I think the main thing for us was the platform at the back to win, you know, winning the award. We got our logos up on the AFL and the NRL round.
There you go, represent. Round three,
which was unbelievable. All our team, we went to the footy, it was the derby over here, so both the West Coast players teams playing, and then our logos down there on the oval. So it was an unbelievable platform for us, and it's just it's been a joyride. Absolute.
We're talking about big note in your crack, brother. There you are, brother, front and center. AFL, NRL,
especially with the footy, you know, it was painted on the. I think on the NRL, it was painted on the oval.
Represent.
Like, so everyone saw it all game. So
today, game, WA, tomorrow, the world.
Headquarters in Singapore.
That's right. My brother, all the best. Andrew, thank you very much. And good. All the best to your deadly team there too, Cuss.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, thanks for reaching out to us too.
Take care, brother. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Beautiful yarn there. And that's Andrew Dowding, his name is. First Nation man, managing director of Winyama, and his digital solutions. And his company, Business of the Year and Indigenous Excellence winner for last year. So the nominations are open, your mob, for 2024 Telstra Best Business Awards are open. So do check it out, your mob. All right, Trinity Trev's got a sign off from today's program. Thank you very much for your company, your mob. 1 hour program. Love delivering the program. And look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll yarn soon. Too deadly.